This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as Iowa farmers prepare to get the 2026 crop in the ground, attention's turning to demand and what it could mean for prices, ethanol markets, and overall farm revenue. While weather and field conditions are top of mind right now, market outlook will ultimately play a major role in how the crop pencils out. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says both export markets and domestic fuel policy are expected to be key drivers moving forward. We'll wrap up our conversation with the Secretary next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Market uncertainty has been a major concern for producers, especially with continued pressure from input costs and global volatility. Fertilizer prices, fuel costs, and labor all remain part of the conversation as farmers work through early season expenses. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says efforts are underway to address some of those challenges while focusing on strengthening demand for U.S. commodities both home and abroad. And she talked about first a meeting she had with fertilizer companies.
I had a big meeting today with fertilizer companies from around the world, reshoring our fertilizer industry, working to bring the input cost down, opening up more trade deals. You know, this is a big deal for Iowa. We are expecting the export of corn to increase more than 20% this year, and ethanol, of course, all tied together, but to increase more than 25% this year, while at the same time bringing labor costs down, fuel will come back down, et cetera. So we're making progress, even though it's certainly a difficult time.
Rollins says stronger export demand could help support corn prices if those projections hold through the marketing year. Increased movement into global markets could provide another outlet for production, as particularly as farmers are looking to remain competitive internationally. But at the same time, she points to efforts aimed at bringing input costs down, which could help improve margins if prices stabilize alongside those changes. Even small shifts in those costs can make noticeable difference when spread out across an entire operation. But beyond exports, she says, demand here at home and needs to be expanded and is just as important.
Now, I tell you, the year-round E15 is probably the very top of the list, at least on my priority list and what needs to happen on the Hill. That's going to be a game changer. We're making so much progress internationally with 18 new trade deals in 1 year, opening up these markets in new ways. But we also need to open up the domestic market here in America, and nothing will do that more than E15. So I'm going to keep pushing as hard as I possibly can. I know the president is all in, our administration is all in, and I think the future is very bright.
Year-round E15 has been discussed for several years, with supporters saying it could significantly expand ethanol usage and create additional demand for corn. That added demand could help support local basis levels and provide more consistent market opportunities throughout the year. For ethanol producers, expanded access could also mean increased production, which ties directly back into the corn demand across the Midwest. Rollins says a combination of stronger exports, better inputs, and expanded domestic use will be key factors to watch as the growing season continues. For farmers, those demand signals can play an important role in marketing decisions later this year, especially as they balance production costs, pricing opportunities, and overall risk heading into harvest. As planting approaches and more clarity develops around acreage, yield potential, and global demand, those market factors will continue to evolve. Producers will be watching closely to see whether projected export gains and potential policy changes like year-round E15 translate into stronger prices by the time this crop reaches maturity. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great day.